Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Here on the Extra Point Show, Sal Capaccio, Sneaky Joe DiBiase, Jeff Mitas going to join us at 11:05. Hope you're enjoying your Friday morning. It's a little wet out there. Let's go to Frank in Williamsville. Wants to join us here. Hi, Frank.
Hey, Sal. You know, looking at the Sabres this year, I was really high on this team after last year. I was excited about the Sabres again. And this year, it just seems to be a year that they were stuck in neutral. I believe what you guys are saying about the mental toughness, but I don't think you get that from the coach. I think you get that from the players. And I don't know if they have players that are developing that way. I love Thompson, what I see from him. But, I mean, like, a guy like Skinner, I mean, like, we had another 1,000 games. You're not going to give him much more than he's given you this year. I mean, the thing about having the tough guys on the ice is they open the ice up for the guy, the other talented players that can score goals, unless, of course, you're wearing a Sabres jersey, because they're just so bad at scoring goals around the net. And I don't know how they're going to finish that, but I just wanted to ask you if you had the most improved, the least improved, and what you would do as a coach in a quick summary. I'd be interested in what you think.
We could tackle that. Thanks, Frank. Mm-hmm. Frank, we could tackle that. First, I want to say, I mean, open things up. I guess theoretically, I'm not saying it wouldn't happen, right? When you have a superstar, it goes back since the beginning of time. I mean, Wayne Gretzky had Marty McSorley on his line for that reason. You don't touch Gretzky because then McSorley just punches you in the face for 5 minutes, right? I mean, that's what would happen. But Joe, their problem here isn't getting room for their stars. Their problem is not scoring in the power play, and you're not putting those guys in the power play.
Right. I mean, I think their problem, honestly, like all of this about their ability to play with pressure and how mentally, what the mental fortitude of the team, I think it's not that it's irrelevant. I just think it's below the real problem, which is their stars. The guys that are supposed to be their stars, like, really the centers, right? Like, that is the position I'm thinking more about right now and how this season went than anything. Let's be real. Their season went the way it did because their number one and number two centers didn't play up to expectations. That's it. The wingers were fine for the most part. Paterka was fine. Tuck's their leading scorer on the season. Skinner had a down year, but even still ended up with 25 goals. Like, they're centers. Thompson and Cousins. And especially Cousins. I mean, Thompson got going here at the end, and maybe there was injuries with him. But even so, he was not up to last year's standard. And Cousins regressed, and I can't believe that it happened, and I don't know why. I don't have a good answer as to how it happened for Cousins. Like, they can get mentally tougher and learn to play with pressure all they want. If their top two centers are going to play like they did this year, they're never going to make the playoffs.
Well, I think that goes right into then Frank's second question, which is who's been the most disappointing, who's been the most improved? Yeah. I think both of us would say, I don't want to speak for you, but
no, go ahead.
I think the way we've talked a lot, Dylan Cousins would be at the top of the list
yeah.
of disappointing.
No, I think it's Cousins. I think for sure. It's especially because I don't really get it. I don't understand how it happened. Like, he was so good last year at driving play, developing play, getting the puck with Quinn and Paterka as rookies on his line, having the season that he did. And I saw a couple video breakdowns recently on social media. You know, they could have been cherry-picked, but it kind of feels like this has been a lot of the season where he just gets this tunnel vision, where he drives into the zone, and he's trying to stick handle around a guy, and he doesn't really have the right mind of where his teammates are, where to go with it to open space. The type of stuff that Benson, by the way, excels at. Like, just kind of getting the play to open up a little bit. And I'm left here at the end of the season asking myself a question I never thought I would, which is Cousins even a center? Because in the World Juniors, when he was great for Canada, where'd he play? On the wing. When he was at the World Championships and played great for Team Canada, where did he play? On the wing. I mean, I hope that's not the case. And last year would show you that he's a center. But all throughout this year, the things he struggled with, like, he's definitely my answer. I mean, Tage would have been in consideration to be that answer too, but you know, the fact that he got it together late gives you more confidence. It's Cousins for me. That he's got to be twice as good next year as he was this year.
Thank you very much someone who goes by RIP RJ, Coupe DeVille, who says, and I just looked it up, he's right. Joe, Tom Wilson signed an 8-year extension before the season. He actually won't be a free agent.
Oh, you know what? My bad. Thank you. Yes. You know what? I'm look cap friendly when you put in Tom Wilson. It just shows the contract yep. he's on right now. So never mind.
Right.
All right, scratch that.
Okay. Well, that said now, speaking of cap friendly. Oh, and by the way, to answer Frank's question, most improved? I mean, I'd say Paterka and UPL.
Yes. I'd go UPL 1 and Paterka 2 for that. But those are the two guys for sure.
There aren't a lot of guys on that list, though. Right? I mean, that's been the problem. You didn't have guys
yeah.
take a step. Paterka took the step. UPL took the step. There haven't been enough guys take the step.
It's kind of funny, but Quinn took a step.
He did.
It was just
what
so
a lost
games.
Season for him, right? He got robbed. He got so robbed. He's going to be good.
Yeah.
I feel so bad, and I just hope that, you know, when things like that happen to a young player that's going to be good, I just keep thinking, like, please don't let this be something for his career where he just gets unlucky and misses a bunch of games here and there. Like, Samuelson, my gosh, like, this guy can't stay healthy at all. Right?
Right,
and I'm already at the point where I'm not going to count on him. I want to make sure, and it's been one season of a couple bad luck, Jack Quinn starting last offseason,
yeah.
and then when he came back, let's just hope that's the case, that he, you know, it's just this one season, not like Samuelson where you have this body of evidence now where he just can't stay healthy.
Right, because otherwise, like, you just look at the goals even. Last year, Quinn had 14 goals in 75 games. This year, he had 8 goals in 25 games. Like, he was going to be the guy. Well, I think he was going to be Paterka. Like, I think they both could have done it. It doesn't have to be one or the other. But I thought of Quinn that way coming into the year. Like, that's their breakout candidate. That's the guy that's gonna drive them forward even more. And Paterka did it too. I think Quinn would have if he stayed healthy. So I believe he will be that level of player next year. Really, like, the fact that there's only two.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I mean, you just, like, next year is going to be, you're going to need two more guys, though, right? Like, you're going to need, like, this year could have been that, but the power improvement that never really came. Like, he was fine, but there was not a big jump from Owen Power at all this year, and that hurt them that there wasn't a jump. Peyton Krebs not taking any step forward as a player. He's even one you could say took a step back. The fact that there was no improvement from him, that hurt them throughout this season. I think the fact that it was only Paterka and Lukanen with all the regression they had, like, yeah, that really, it all contributes to the season that they had. All of this that we're talking about all adds up to the season they had.
We walked into the game last night, my wife, my son, and me, and Yana says to me, who do you think's playing their last game here tonight? I'm like, wow, that's a great question.
In net? In
right?
goal?
Like, anywhere in the Sabres. Who's playing their last game? Who is playing their last game in front of these fans tonight in a Sabres uniform is basically her question.
Oh, I see.
Right? You know what I mean? Yeah. And who's playing their last game for the Sabres tonight here in this arena, you know, last home game? And I said Victor Olofsson was my first, right? That was the first name out of my mouth.
Yeah.
Then she says to me, and she doesn't know anything about contracts, right? I don't think, like, I had to explain to her what his contract situation was, but it was a great question. And I said, that's a great question. She said, what about Jeff Skinner? I said, you know, I said, let's put it this way. The way I would describe it to you is it would have to be like a Stefan Diggs type of thing for them to say, we're gonna do that. But I wouldn't completely rule it out because maybe they just get desperate enough to reshape the roster where they do something like that. His buyout, Joe, would be pretty tough, I think.
Yeah,
but I don't want to completely think it's completely off the table after the way he tailed off in the second half of the year.
I would say this. I'd be almost stunned if they would be willing to eat the buyout as it would be constructed if they did it this summer. Because, listen, like, at some point they're gonna have to decide. Paterka is gonna get a contract, maybe even the summer. Quinn's gonna get a contract eventually. Benson is already 1 year into his deal, so you're only a couple of years away from that. Hopefully, like, they're slowly,
so is Levi.
And Levi too, and Lukanen needs a contract this summer. Like, they are slowly creeping back towards becoming a cap team versus no longer being a team that goes and trades for retired players because they can't reach the cap floor. So, like, how, oh man, not next year, not the year after, the third year of the buyout, $6.4 million for Jeff Skinner, and then you have three more years of buyout after that. Just, I would be almost floored if Kevin Adams was willing to say, in 3 years, when hopefully I'm really good, and I'm hoping I'm trading first-round picks at the deadline for super good players, or I'm hoping that I'm in the ball game for a really good free agent that's available, and I'm setting myself up for a future where I have to eliminate an idea like that because I've decided to buy out Jeff Skinner. Like, I don't know. Maybe you'd go one more year with it and then think of a buyout. Maybe you go one more year with it and then, hey, if there's an expansion team by then, maybe you get that team to take him for you. Or you just eat it. Like, listen, you're going to lose him for nothing otherwise. Like, you're going to, which is fine, right? Like, he's not an incredible player at this point. But what's better? Jeff Skinner off your roster, and you might even have to give somebody something to take him, or cut him out completely on a buyout and eat all that money in the future that you're not going to want to, Or do you want a guy that just scores 25 plus goals on your roster? Because listen, he had a down year. He still scored 24 goals. Like, if you give Jeff Skinner minutes and don't bury him in the press box like Ralph Kruger did, he's going to get you 20 goals. So, like, for me, a team that could not score this year can't afford to be getting rid of any player like that for nothing.
Michael in Toronto is up next. Hi, Michael.
Hi, how you doing?
Good. Thanks,
Good,
Michael.
Thanks.
Great. Yeah, great, great. Just wanted to talk about the center position. I think there is a problem. You know, your second center there. And there's one player who's had a great comeback season and is a free agent, Sean Monahan, who's playing in Winnipeg. And I think he'd be a great fit for the Sabres. Just wanted to get your opinion on adding a player like that to the roster.
All right. He did have a big bounce back. He was like a cap dump guy a couple of years ago. 24 goals, 56 points. He's just so slow at this point. And I don't know. I don't know that I want to bet on what he just did being, you know, consistent. So but he's an idea, and he's not a bad player. And yeah, like, that's where I'm at. Like, I'm the most disappointing thing for me of this season is their center group. I walked into the year thinking they had one of the best center cores in hockey. Like, who I thought a year ago, like, seriously, I really thought this, that they had one of the best center groups to start a franchise with in hockey. With the age that Thompson and Cousins were, and the fact that they were under contract on what seemed like great deals at the time, and, you know, the season Tage just had, they're here forever, the eight, like, all of it together. Like, those two, and then I got Mittelstadt and Krebs behind that. Like, I loved their center position coming into the year. At the end of the year, I'm kind of lost. I'm kind of lost on it. I don't know what Krebs is. I don't even know if Krebs is on the team anymore. He might be a guy you trade this summer. He needs a contract as an RFA. And Cousins being kind of lost, having a lost season. You know, Monahan or whoever. Like, I think they need a center. Boone Jenner? Like, well, I think they need a center this summer.
That is a great segue to my next question. We talked about a guy on the roster. How about a guy to bring in? We'll do that when we come back here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, oh. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.